Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. Governor Charlie Baker says he'll continue to push his plan to overhaul the MBTA. When the Senate released its version of the state budget today, it did not include two key parts of the governor's proposal. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports.
The Senate plan would give the governor more power by increasing the size of the state's transportation board and giving him the power through the state transportation secretary to pick the next general manager of the MBTA. But it does not create an MBTA control board, as the governor wants, nor does it suspend a union wage law that critics say drives up prices for contracting work. Still, Governor Baker says the conversation is not over.
Well, I view this as sort of round one of a longer conversation. I know the Transportation Committee's committed to have at least one more hearing.
The head of the Transportation Committee is State Senator Thomas McGee, who won't say whether a moratorium on the wage law is completely off the table.
Many of us believe that it has worked the way it was anticipated to work, and I think it's a transparent program, and we're happy to have ongoing discussions about it.
McGee also defends the decision not to create a temporary control board, calling it another layer of bureaucracy and one that separates the T from the now integrated State Department of Transportation. But McGee says there will be more talks.
Reform and revenue both are needed, and we need to have that broader discussion on what the reform pieces are and what the revenue pieces are, and where can we find common ground to make that happen.
That's a sentiment echoed by the governor, who stresses the importance of moving quickly.
I haven't talked to anybody who thinks that doing nothing here is a good idea. So I'm going to take people at their word on that and that they're serious about doing the things that are going to be required to fix it.
McGee says he expects the Transportation Committee to schedule another hearing on the MBTA in the next couple days. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.